Does Nashville deserve to call itself Nash Vegas?
Well, I mean, look, I tell you this much. It set the tone for the NFL draft being there next year. So if you walk down Broadway, I think you kind of get that Vegas feel. But there's nothing like Vegas. That's a different experience.
There you go. All right. Now we really like you, Teron. That was a good answer. I was in Nashville for UNLV and Vanderbilt, and I've been there before for hockey and then UFC in the past. It is. I'm with you. It's very, very cool. And actually, you're right. Nashville did set a standard that we're going to try to meet. I'm curious, though, if we're going to have as many people out, you know, on the streets for our draft as Nashville did, because, man, the turnout for that was just unbelievable.
Yeah, that draft was crazy. You're talking about, what, 4 or 5 blocks of shoulder-to-shoulder people. And I think it was tremendous that that happened without any significant things happening. You know what I mean? Fights or anything like that. So I tip my cap to the folks here in Nashville. They handled themselves correctly.
Were you making a sneaky reference to you were in Philadelphia before this, right?
Yes, yeah. I was. And you know what? In Philadelphia, there weren't any of those type of situations there, too. And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, as a guy who came up in the Philadelphia area, I was a bit nervous about that, you know, hoping the city would represent. But they ended up doing it well. And, you know, it was a good thing there. And it's just continuing the trend. And I look forward to seeing how Vegas is. I won't be there, but I look forward to seeing the videos and pictures, that's for sure.
Teron Davenport is on ESPN Las Vegas. He covers the Titans. All right, let's get into the Titans game here this weekend. Another, you know, big bully on the block across the way from the Titans. First of all, am I wrong for thinking maybe there could be a hangover with this Tennessee team after taking out the giant of the NFL in the Patriots?
Yeah, that's wrong as rain on a Saturday, man. I don't think there's any chance that this team will be hungover. I actually talked to Coach Vrabel after practice today about this team being able to keep the moment in front of them and not having anything get too big and just focusing in on what it is that their job is at hand. And he said that that's just a mindset. It's a mentality. It's something he brought from when he was playing for various coaches, especially Bill Belichick. And it's something that is going throughout that locker room. So, no, I don't think it'll be too big. These guys are dialed in. It's been a good week of practice, at least from what I've seen, and also just the conversation in the locker room. They're not looking ahead. They're dialed in for this one right now, and there will be no hangover.
So we'll get into this game, but I just first want to go back a little bit and ask, is it as simple as the turnaround being Tannehill goes in for Mariota and things take off for the Titans?
Well, that's kind of the start. What really happened with Ryan Tannehill is you saw a guy that was just more on schedule. The offense itself began to flow a little bit better. You didn't see as many penalties, and it wasn't just Tannehill, right? You had Taylor Lewan coming back from the 4-game suspension and getting reinstituted back into the offensive line. That was a big thing. And then, you know, the explosion of A.J. Brown. He had a couple big games with Mariota, but he just really just took off and came into his own. He told me that Atlanta game, which is where he had 2 touchdowns, he said that was really when things started to slow down, and he really had that understanding that he could be a dominant player in this league.